Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings. So I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, one-on-one interview, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeart Podcast, iHeart Media. Devin Michaels is joining us. Here are some Gilmore facts. He portrayed Bill for 9 episodes of Gilmore Girls. That's a pretty good haul. Bill was a Yale Daily News student who eventually succeeded after Rory as editor-in-chief. He grew up in New York City doing theater. He debuted on Broadway at age 12 and went on to perform several prominent off-Broadway venues. He also graduated Yale University with a degree in theater studies and psychology. His television appearances include Frasier, The West Wing, The Division, Monk Without a Trace, House, Numbers, and more recently you can catch him on The Rookie and Grace and Frankie. Let's bring him in, Devin Michaels. Devin, thanks for coming on. First off, how'd you get the role on Gilmore Girls?
I had gotten brought in years earlier. I think it was still season one, for just a general interview with Jamie Rudofsky and Mara Casey. And they kept saying, you know, faster. this was, you know, before I really understood what that meant. And I did it, you know, my little New York theater experience growing up, I did it like 10% faster, 12% faster, you know.
Right.
And they kept saying faster, faster, and didn't hear from them for 4.5 years. So I figured, you know, okay, I did not go fast enough. I had no idea what I was doing for this particular show. And I didn't think I'd ever hear from them again. And out of the blue, just got brought in to read for Bill. And I thought it was, I wasn't sure at first, that it was going to be a recurring. That wasn't clear in the beginning. It was just, agent brought me in for, you know, for this guest star role. And I found out later that not only was it a recurring role, but that it was based loosely on one of the writers of the show that I reminded them of. Mm-hmm. And so it ended up, I just had to not completely suck in the audition.
So you actually attended Yale University and you graduated from the theater program, maybe the most prestigious theater program in the United States, other than Juilliard, or I think Northwestern is up there, but Yale Rep is just right up there, or the Yale theater program. Now you studied, is Bobby Lewis still a prominent name up there? No, I think he built that program. It's a 3-year program, is it not?
Well, I did not actually do Yale Drama School. I was there for undergrad.
Gotcha.
I did major in theater studies and psychology with a philosophy concentration, but there was some overlap, of course. I had some connection to the drama school because it was right there, and they did let some of the undergrad theater majors, you know, talk to them once in a while. So it wasn't, you know, complete silos, but no, I'm not familiar with the full, you know, the full drama school program.
So you grew up in New York City. How did you get to Yale? What kind of grades did you need to have to get into Yale?
I did have very good grades, probably, you know, not unlike Bill, but I was a kid actor. I started acting when I was 11 years old. Mm-hmm. I went to this theater camp, Stage Door Manor, you might have heard of. A lot of other people in LA have gone there, and the directors of the camp, who were fantastic, Jack Romano and the other people there, they thought I was really good, and they introduced me to their agent friends in New York at the time, and I just started going out on auditions right away. Mm-hmm. And I ended up booking a Broadway show and thought, that's the way that acting is. You just start auditioning and right away, you know, you get a Broadway show. But I found out later it's a bit tougher.
Well, that's a good way to start a career. Tell you, your first audition, bang, there you are.
It wasn't the first audition, but it was the first year or so. Yeah, I was 12 when I was in Rags, which is the name of that show, and I ended up inviting the entire cast to my bar mitzvah that fall. Mm-hmm. And quite a number of them came, actually.
What is it like being that age, living from New York and starring on Broadway?
How
did that not go to your head?
Yeah, it's completely absurd. And I've spent the rest of my life slowly, coming to an understanding of how that's not real life. People don't leap to their feet, 1600 people standing ovation every night just because you've made the perfect over easy egg that morning. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, the more frequent thing on my schedule lately. Mm-hmm. It's a ludicrous way to start. But it was great. I got exposed to so many incredible performers, and that was my, you know, even before getting to Yale, that was my education. I mean, I was
who was in that play?
It starred Teresa Stratus, who was an big opera diva at the time. Okay. And then Terrence Mann was in it, Judy Kuhn, Lonnie Price. It was quite the, and even just the members of the ensemble were all people that had done principal roles in other Broadway
mm-hmm.
shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever actually go into the Yale Daily News when you were at Yale? Did you see it?
I was terrified of the real Yale Daily News when I was.
What was the real Daily News like? What were the stories? What were the rumors?
Well, it wasn't so much about what I had heard. It was more about the prospect of having deadlines like that. You know, I had actually been in high school. I was an editor on my high school newspaper, but luckily it came out about once a month, and that was the kind of deadline I could handle. But I was just, I never went anywhere near trying to go into the Yale Daily News when I was actually at Yale, because they had to write and not procrastinate for weeks at a time.
Did you consult with anybody who had experience in the actual Yale Daily News for research for the role?
I didn't.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. Did you think Gilmore Girls accurately portrayed Yale?
It really did. I was actually blown away by what they pulled off, even just in terms of the set decoration. Mm-hmm. You know, when I got to set and I saw the whole classroom hallway there and the Yale Daily News main office, it resembled so closely one of the classroom buildings at Yale, mm-hmm. WLH was called, or Harkness Hall. And the wood paneling in the halls and even the font on the door numbers was, they had their own font, the Yale font. It's an actual thing that the Yale press has, it's their own mm-hmm. font. Mm-hmm. And that was the actual way we used to see the door numbers. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit of a trip at first, just that aspect of it for me.
Right. So do the Gilmore fans recognize you as Bill? Do they stop you on the street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This show is amazing that way, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's been 17, 18 years and I still get recognized all the time from it. Even just, you know, going out to dinner and the hostess at the restaurant it's a regular thing. It's mm-hmm. just people keep watching this show and rewatching it, you know.
25.2 billion minutes consumed by viewers on Netflix in 2023. 25 billion.
And that's why, you know, that's why I've made 7 billion from that. Yeah.
We haven't made 7 cents off of that.
No, wait, I have a 17 cent check right over there.
No, actually, I have a couple myself. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime, and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off, and I need something that works fast. That's where Astapro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to astroproallergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. you've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. What are you up to now? What are you doing now?
I've gotten more, I'm still acting. I've been on a couple shows the last few years, but I've also gotten a lot more into writing and directing.
Good.
I mean, I've been writing and directing all this time, but in particular the last few years, I was fortunate enough to direct the premiere of a brand new play in New York last year, mm-hmm. Brace for Impact, which was... still is. It's right now the producers are looking for the next venue and taking it to the next level. But it was just a tremendous experience. Just that first run last spring it's just some of the best writing I've seen. My friend Maya Nikiforov wrote it, and it's such a personal story, but it's also just so freaking funny. From the moment you sit down, you're kind of taken in, and I got to really play around a lot. There was this clown character who doesn't speak the entire show. And I ended up using him, but he's always messing with the main character and kind of leading her in and out of different parts of her life and forcing her to face certain things. And I kind of used him for some of the lighting. I got him to plug in and unplug the plugs for the some of the light instruments that were based on the floor, just to keep almost that same vibe that the character in Airplane when he unplugs the runway lights. I got to have fun with so many aspects like that right. Normally I don't get a chance to do. And
well, let me ask you: do you want to direct film?
Yeah, I have a script in development right now it's between its second and third draft that, fingers crossed right now. I think they have about a third of the funding so far for it. And
who do you like? What directors do you really, really inspire you? Who are your top people that you always watch their films whenever they're on?
Paul Thomas Anderson, Charlie Kaufman.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Those are the two biggies who I don't miss. I don't miss their work. James Gray. James Gray.
There you go.
He's a fascinating director. I thought that one with Brad Pitt a couple of years ago was one of the most fascinating meditations.
Which one was that?
Ad Astra.
I love that film.
It was something, wasn't it?
It was extraordinary. Yeah, I really like Brad Pitt. I think he's remarkably talented.
Yeah.
That film to me proves the point that movie stars are few and far between. Can you imagine anyone else in that role trying to carry a film like that and you can't take your eyes off it?
Yeah.
That's what he brings to the table, because not a lot of people can do that.
He's phenomenal. And it's funny you should say, you know, how you were just describing it. You know, I brought that film up to people, and I've said, you know, 95% of the film is the story is told in these two eyes. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, there's very little dialogue. There's mm-hmm. certain sequences that have it, but the story is so clear.
Yep.
So clear. Yeah. And brutal.
Yeah. Just remarkable filmmaking, a courageous filmmaking. Well, in my estimation, you're going to be a very fine director. You're very good.
Well, thank you. I brought that one up.
We're going to do a little thing called rapid fire. No pressure to answer quickly or speak rapidly. We just call it rapid fire. How do you like your coffee?
Very carefully.
Are you team Logan, team Jess, or team Dean?
It's hard for me not to be team Logan. That's, you know, that's who I spent the most time with. And
yeah, he's kind of irresistible, isn't he?
Yeah, you know.
He's a terrific guy. He's just such a great guy. You know, you root for him.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Gilmore Girls couple, Luke and Lorelai or Emily and Richard?
Luke and Lorelai.
Yeah, I don't care what you say. You can say anything you want. It doesn't matter to me. Would you rather work with Michelle or Kirk? Again, don't care who you choose.
Kirk.
What would you order at Luke's diner?
The perfect over easy egg, so I can judge it against my own.
Good. Who would you rather hang out with, Paris or Lane?
Paris. I know that sounds strange coming from, yeah, but as much as Bill hated Paris in real life, I actually bonded with Liza more than anyone else on the set.
Let me ask you this. Who would you rather hang with if you were in Paris or Lane? Would you like Lane in Paris or Paris in Paris?
I'm going to stick with Paris.
You're going to stay with Paris. I think I already know the answer to this. Harvard or Yale?
as I'm sure you must have already been told at some point, Harvard sucks. Yeah. There was this, you know, I tell it really quick. I tell this horrendously pretentious story when sometimes people ask me about what it was like at Yale. And mostly, you know, it was this amazing place, and actually people just, this remarkable crucible of community and learning. And, mm-hmm. I tell this story about, you know, the game, the big football game that's usually between Harvard and, well, we call it the game because it's between Harvard and Yale, right? And that's the only one that matters. And that's why it's just called the game. So when Princeton came to play one of the football games at the Yale Bowl, they started doing the chant from across the, you know, from their side of the stadium. Mm-hmm. And they started yelling, you know, of course, Yale sucks, Yale sucks, Yale sucks. That was the chant. And the response, the perfectly snobbish, but you know, it's good enough to justify it, response from our side of the stadium was, Harvard sucks. Harvard sucks because Princeton doesn't even, you know, register. Like, why are you guys here? So yeah, that's
well, Princeton that's, doesn't know, have too bad of a football team, do they?
No, they don't. And you know, in real life, you know, of course, these are all amazing places.
But that is just such a slight.
Yeah,
it has been a pleasure. Devin, we have enjoyed your acting on the show. We thought your head was going to explode in several points during your episodic journey through Gilmore Girls. We're glad to hear that you're friends with Liza and that it didn't take on a life of its own outside or off the set.
Yeah.
In the same vein. But thank you so much. Good luck with everything, with the directing and the writing, and hope to see your name in the credits and nominated on the big screen or on the Tony Awards someday real soon.
Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.